be offered.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Donald?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Donald. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Happy Friday to you. Hope your day's going well.
Yep. It is. Happy Friday to you as well.
Yes, thank you. And it looks like, so you were speaking with Molly. There was, put in the notes here, so you've been in business for 32 years?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you're quite the established business. Congratulations on that. How are things working out for you at this point? You can take on more work?
I've been busy my whole life.
Oh, good.
I've had the same phone number for years and years, so I have many contacts that call and keep me busy.
Nice.
But
well,
I was
great.
Thinking this year. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
Go ahead. Go ahead. So you were thinking this year.
I wanted to expand this year and actually not be doing so much of the work, but actually putting guys to work for me. So I can focus more on business management.
Nice.
Social media marketing is my biggest downfall with my business. And that's something that I was looking into, actually, this last couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Well,
to get the phone to ring a little bit
absolutely.
More.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it sounds like we called at the right time. So you would see the benefit.
Did.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have trouble
Can I
with
say a little?
In the past? Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, I have. And that's what I wanted to ask you, if I could tell you a little bit about it.
I'd love to hear it, yes.
Briefly. So I'm not computer savvy. Really, you know, where I don't, it takes me longer to do my estimates and invoicing and manage stuff on the computer than it does probably the average person. So
okay.
I struggle in this, and being as busy as I've been out my life, I do all of my own work. So I get up early and I work long days, and then I come to the office and I try to get done whatever I can get done as far mm-hmm. as managing my expenses and stuff.
Right.
Social media marketing, I've hired 3 different people. And it's created actually a mess of things. I have 2 websites, I think 2 or 3 Instagrams, a couple Facebooks, because different people are doing it, and they've actually haven't integrated it to where it all works together with just one website and, you know, the Facebook, the Yelp, and all that stuff working properly. It's a mess.
Okay.
So, and I haven't been able to find the person to fix it right. I've spent a lot of money, and it's worse than it's ever been. So.
Goodness. So, I mean, you were with a company and decided to cancel and go with a different company and so on. So you've been with a few of them?
They're actually freelancers, you know,
okay.
just people where I posted the ad. And they said they knew how to do it, and they've actually built websites. The last person's name was Sam. He actually mm-hmm. contacted me, just like you guys are contacting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I really didn't want to do it, but Sam convinced me, and he actually built the website. And the website does look, you know, decent.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that I think he was from another country somewhere. And he doesn't know the wording, the proper wording, how to say things in English on the website. And I've asked him to fix it a few times, and I haven't heard from Sam in probably 3 months. 3 months. So, but he did do a real nice looking website. I don't know which one you guys can see because there's a couple of them.
So I see affordablehomeimprovement.company. And, I mean...
So that is the one that my daughter built.
Oh, your daughter built that, okay.
My daughter built that off of Wix, I believe Wix. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's been built probably like 5 years now, I'm thinking. But just recently, within the last 6 months, Sam built a newer, it's affordablehomeimprovements.net. And Sam was supposed to be doing the social media marketing as well, but Sam wasn't communicating with me anymore. He just was texting, you know, for money, and his rates were good, but I wasn't seeing anything. As a matter of fact, on that website, I haven't received one phone call in 6 months.
Okay.
Since he's built it. So it's not working. Everything's not working. And that includes my daughter's website. I haven't got any. I get my referrals from people that I've worked for before, contractors mm-hmm. that know me, and my Yelp. I get jobs from Yelp as well.
Okay. Yelp, how is Yelp working out for you? You said you're getting jobs?
I don't do any excuse me 1 minute. Contractor just pulled up. Just 1 second. How's it going?
What's up, bro?
Just right here talking to a social media representative. I'm going to visit my son. Yeah?
My son too.
Oh, really? Sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah. Likewise, bro. Are you on the phone?
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to you later. I'm sorry. I came right
That's
here
okay.
to the cemetery to visit this is my son that just passed away, and a contractor saw me.
Oh, okay. No worries.
So,
I'm sorry about
anyways,
your loss.
Anyways, I need help.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. So, we can definitely help you here, okay? One thing I do see here, so you have a Google My Business page, which is good. So, you took that step in the right direction as far as that. And then the website that's attached to that is the website your daughter created for you. So it is a basic website, okay? And then I do see that website that you were referring to that Sam built for you. And it's okay. Are you happy with that website? You said you haven't really had traffic to it, and I'll tell you why. Number one, it's not attached to your Google My Business listing. And number two...
And he promised me that that was done.
Yeah.
It's
on your listing, right? So, but it's one of the links. Yeah, you kind of have to scroll down your listing to be able to find it, as opposed to it just being on your Google My Business page. So we can fix that for you. And I want you to know, you can have the nicest website out there, but if you're not showing up on that first page of Google, it may as well be a billboard in a desert road because nobody can find it. As of right now, I can tell you, Donald, the only people that can see your website are the people that know the name of your company, and they're looking you up that way, okay? So what this is going to do for you, this is going to make it so new clients can find you just by looking up your services. That's what this is going to do for you.
Okay.
So...
Well, that's what I need.
So anytime anyone's doing a search for residential painters or exterior painters or even drywall installation, you would pop up on that first page of Google in the local map section. Okay? The companies that are currently showing up now, I mean, there is, you know, New Life Painting, Giovanacci Painting, Art Craft Paint, Seaside.
That's my friend. Those are all my friends. I know
them
all.
Are they really? No way.
Giovanni. Yes. Giovanni.
Okay.
New Life Painting. I know everyone around here.
That's good. So, yeah, so he's ranking number two, okay? And then below that, there's Art Craft Paint, Seaside Painting, California Pro Painting, New Generation Painting, New Past Life, New Life Bath and Kitchen. So, and then the list goes down, right? But nowhere on that first page do we see affordable home improvements. So what we will do is we'll place you on that first page as well. You'll be one of the top recommended companies in your area when it comes to your services. And then we'll attach that website to your listing so people can actually bring traffic to it. Now, success on the internet is all about working with the right company, Donald, okay? When it comes to search engine optimization, which is the service we're offering you today, SEO, you want to go with a Google partner. I'll tell you why. Google partners get training directly from Google to provide this service. Okay? Now, we are a premier Google channel partner, which is the highest ranking you can get as far as being a Google partner. Okay? Now, Google hand selected us to be a premier partner 5 years ago. We earned that badge from Google. We've also been in business for 17 years as of this month of December. So we're very capable of providing this service here for you. And, you know, there's a lot that we can do here for you, not just list you on that first page of Google in that map section, but what we're also going to do is we're going to get you listed in the Google Ads, which are the companies that pop up on the very top of the page when you do searches on Google, the Ads section. So with that, you're able to target up to a 50-mile radius with the Google Ads. And then, you know, like I said, you can use multiple keywords for services. Any service that you offer, whether it's plastering, painting, drywall, stucco, all of the above would be used as keywords, okay? We're also going to place you in 60 directories that are most popular. So we'll get you found on Facebook, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Super Pages, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, right? There's 60. And that's going to increase your online presence as well. I mean, I see you listed on quite a few already. I see your Facebook. I see your Yelp. I see your Home Advisor, and you have great reviews, right? Which is probably one of the reasons we contacted you today. You'd be a great candidate for this. But we're going to get you on 60 of them. So that's going to help you tremendously. Yeah. We're also going to place you on Amazon Alexa so people can do voice-activated searches. They can find you that way as well. And then we do include a website for those that don't have one already. So, I mean, I don't know if you'd be interested. I don't know if you're happy with that website. We can, like I said, attach that to your Google listing. If not, we can create you an entirely brand new website. It would be included.
Well, what do you think about the websites now? I think Sam went a little overboard on his, and some of it doesn't make sense. For instance, I think on the plastering page, he has, I think, I can't remember exactly, but he has some, like on the plastering section, it says painting, or the painting section, he says plastering, and they just don't match with what the picture is. So there's stuff that needs to be fixed. I can't remember exactly if that's the way it was or it was something different.
But. Yeah, it's kind of mismatched as far as, I mean, I see the services that you offer, the drop down. There's other services listed among that. I don't even see an option for plaster. But, you know, you offer a number of services. That's great. Something that also can –
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I feel like there's a delay when I'm trying to say something, but I apologize. I don't mean to be rude.
No, not a problem.
I asked Sam when he built my website that I wanted to focus more on plastering blend jobs, not so much big jobs, because those you wind up getting those once you show up to the blend jobs. But a lot of people that I do work for, and I get a lot of work for, is painters, plumbers, water damage companies, because I know how to match textures, whether it be drywall or plaster. I can actually, you could put a hole right in the middle of the wall, and I know how to plaster it to where when we paint, you never will ever, you didn't know that there was a hole there. And even front doors and windows, you know, a lot of times you go, for instance, if you've seen, you look around and say, oh, they got new windows, but you can totally see the square around the window that they patched it, and it just stands out. Right. I specialize in doing those jobs, and I make more money doing those jobs because there aren't many people that know how to match somebody else's texture on the outside of a plaster wall. They know how to do their texture, but they
right.
don't know how to match any texture. And that's where I want to focus on.
Okay.
On those type of jobs. And when I asked Sam to build my website, I asked him to focus on that. And I think because Sam didn't really speak very good English, I think he was from, I don't know. I think where Bacal lives, the boxer. I think he was from that country.
Oh,
you know
okay.
Bacal is?
Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao. Because he told me that he lived in
is
that country.
Is he Filipino?
Yeah. So,
I see.
So anyways, every time Sam called or somebody for Sam called, it was a Filipino. So.
Oh, okay.
I know that he built the website from way over there. And he doesn't know proper English and how to word things over here. So anyways, a lot of our communication, I don't think he understood what I was saying.
Okay.
So on the focusing of the plastering and the blend jobs, he didn't know what I was even talking about. So that's why you don't see on his website anything that says specializing in plastering blend jobs.
Right. Okay.
So if we build a new website, I would like to try to focus more on that.
Well, we can help you with that. Okay. Now we actually offer a website. The website is called a CWD. Okay. It's a top of the line website with all of the cool features that you would want in a website. And it's very simplified, the format. We do offer it for a select few industries. So the thing with that though is there is a commitment involved in that. So we actually have a 3-month commitment, a 6-month commitment, and an annual commitment. Okay. You actually would save money that way with the commitment in addition to getting that super nice website. Am I speaking with you on a cell phone, Donald?
Oh, yes. I'm in the car. You're through the Bluetooth on the car, but the car, you know, after a certain amount of time, it'll cut off. So I had to turn it, the power back.
Okay.
Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you. So what I would like to do is send you a text message with samples of these websites, how exactly they look. We have 3 different styles. We have the classic, we have the modern, and we have the future. So I wanted you to take a look at these to see if it's something you might be interested in. Otherwise,
okay, sure.
We do have the basic website that we do also include in our package that I'm offering you. But these are super nice. So it would really have everything that you would want in a website. So I sent that over in a text message. There's 3 different links. My personal favorite is the modern. I just think it's super clean and, you know, not overwhelming with, you know, clutter with all this data. It's just like very clean, straight to the point. The modern pro.
Yeah. It hasn't came up on my text messages yet.
It didn't come up yet? Okay, let me see here. Oh, you know what? That's why. I sent it to, okay, let's see here. Okay, so the first one will be the classic. The one beneath that is going to be the modern pro. And then the one beneath that, the third one, will be the future. Let me know when you receive that. I sent it to the 805-268-8600.
Okay, it just showed up.
Okay. And that's just an example. I mean, we would change the services is, of course, according to what services
yes.
you offer, not just the layout.
So the first one is called the what? Maximum Pro?
Yes.
Or that's the name of the company here.
No, that's the name, that's the style of the website.
And then we have Modern.
And then the Modern Pro.
Second one.
And then the Future. The Future is, I like the Future too, but my favorite is the Modern Pro.
I like the way you take the pictures and you show before and afters.
Yes.
From the home
mm-hmm.
renovation. A lot of people like to see that.
Absolutely. So if you have before and after photos, we can upload that. Absolutely. Now, another cool feature we have on these websites is clients have an option to pay on your website. So it would be through PayPal.
Is there a fee?
Is there a fee involved where we lose money? Nope. That's included in the website.
I'm just asking because I use QuickBooks Pro and they make good money off people paying on my website. And sometimes when you don't know you're going to pay through that,
mm-hmm.
If I do a $5,000 job and I got to pay them $500 to run it through the QuickBooks app, you don't know that you're doing that when you bid the job. It'd be nice to know how they're going to pay before you bid the job.
Right.
If we're going to be losing money.
I'm double checking with my supervisor on that, but I'm 99% sure we don't charge you for that because we're doing it through PayPal. So you would have to sign up through PayPal, of course, but then you would have that option to pay, those other ways as well. Credit, debit. So you have PayPal, and then I believe you have Zelle, too, that you can pay through.
Okay.
But it's through the PayPal platform.
Accounts. So you like the Future X the best?
So I like the Modern Pro the best, but the Future X is really nice, too. They're all really, really nice.
On the Future X, I just don't like the very beginning of it. You can't really see the picture.
Right, you kind of have to scroll down. Well, I mean, you can hover over the top, and then it'll give you those options, too.
Oh, I didn't go down far enough. This is nice down here.
Yeah, you kind of have to scroll down a little bit further with the Future.
And then reviews.
But
people like to see reviews.
Yes.
Like on Yelp, yeah. I guess. Probably because of the reviews. And I don't have very many because I don't push people to leave me reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've done many, many, many jobs where I can have many reviews. But just recently, I've been asking people to leave them. Like,
yeah,
I
it's definitely beneficial.
Gonna leave them this.
Super beneficial for you for the reviews. And if you have previous reviews, there's a way for you to contact those previous clients so they can leave you another review and then we can add that to your website as well. And then from here on out, any reviews you get from Google can be listed to your website.
We can't pull reviews from Yelp?
I'm not sure about that. I think we can attach the link to your website for your Yelp. But I don't know that we can actually list the Yelp reviews. Let me find out for you.
Okay.
I believe it is, so there's a way for you to contact those people that left you. I think it applies to Yelp too. So that you're able to contact them and then ask if they would leave you another review on the website. Let me double check on that for you, though. I'm asking my supervisor because I want to provide you accurate information.
Okay. I like the modern pro.
Oh, so it looks like we can. Yeah. We can list the Yelp reviews on the website. Yep. Awesome.
A lot of people trust Yelp, so I get a lot of jobs from them.
Yeah.
Even though Yelp doesn't really know me. They only know me through the reviews, but...
You have amazing reviews. And, you know, if Yelp is working well for you, Google's going to do the same, right? I mean...
Yes.
Most people use Google when they're looking for your services.
Yes. So I'm a smaller company. I'm not like some of these bigger painting and plastering companies because I choose to try to do smaller work and, you know, blend jobs. And although I do, you know, restuccos and brand new construction. Well, I have 3 guys that work with me, but I used to have 13, 14. And I've slowed myself down not taking on the bigger jobs because I don't really make money on the bigger jobs. The competition for bigger jobs is really, you know, there's big companies here to where they don't have to buy the scaffolding to set up a 2-story jobs and the manpower to put it all together. You know, it costs me a lot more money. And usually on the bids, they don't bid, you know, for the staging and the plastering to do. Stuff like that. You know, they usually have it and it comes with their bid, so I can't compete with those ones. So I specialize in, I try to do, focus more on residential home restorations, taking an old house that has water damage or wood rot and actually changing the whole house into stucco, because a lot of people do that because they're tired of painting it and repairing the wood.
Right. Also, you just change it to stucco.
Yeah, we change the whole thing to stucco and make their house look brand new. And it comes with, you know, 80 different colors that you can choose from on our color charts. So you can take an old-looking rotten wood house and make it look brand new with stucco. And that's what I like to do, a lot of that, and blend jobs behind windows. And then we offer painting, too, because I've been plastering for 35 years, but I got tired of waiting for the painters to paint the trim. So I bought my own pump, and about 28 years ago, I started doing all my own painting. So now we offer painting homes or stucco work, whatever they want.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm looking at your work right now on Yelp. It's beautiful. You do really amazing work. And, the fact that you don't have a large crew and you're still making this happen is great, you know.
I'm tired.
If you're looking to expand.
I'm tired.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I was trying to make you laugh. I was sick. I'm tired. elbows, my joints, my legs, they're wearing out. I've done so many homes.
Yeah, I'm sure. But you're looking to get a crew going under you so that you can facilitate, right? That you know.
That's right. I want to be a businessman. I want to sell my jobs and oversee my jobs and make sure that the quality is the same. That's what I want to do this year.
Good. Well, if that's the route that you're looking to take, then this is definitely for you. I mean, Google is the way to go because you're going to be able to essentially cherry pick the jobs that you'd like to take, whether they're big jobs or small jobs. And, you know, you'll have unlimited calls coming your way directly. And like I said, you'll be listed in front of your competitors. Right now, your competitors are getting the calls. So we want you to get those calls as well. That's really what we
can I tell
do
you a little something
you.
Real quick?
Yes.
If it is, you're right. This is what I need. I walk into a Lowe's or a Home Depot almost every time I walk in there. Someone says, Donald, oh my gosh. I've been looking for you. I couldn't find you anywhere. I just plastered my house. All the time. I've heard it so many times because people, they know me, but they don't know my phone number because, you know, they haven't seen me in a long time.
Right.
Even though it's on my work truck.
They're looking for services. They Google it, right? Most people.
They're looking for me, but they're not finding me.
Because you're not on the first page.
You're right.
Nobody looks past that first page. you know, I don't even see you on the second page. So, I mean, this is really going to be helpful for you. I'm not lying. I mean, this is really going
to be
helpful.
I'm not even in the book.
How long have you been
doing
this
for? You can keep turning the pages, but you're not going to see. And Sam promised me, oh, Donald, it's not, you're not there right now, but we're going to get you right up there. And I was like, Sam, I don't know how many pages I already looked, but I still can't find myself.
He was going to be working on your Google placement.
That's what he said, but the only message that I would get from him, like every 2 weeks, was, Donald, can you send us some more money? We've been working on your page. And I'm like, how do I know, you know, what he's done or if he's done anything? I just, you know, I'm not going to just keep sending money when I don't see my name on the listing.
Right.
And he says, well, it takes time. It takes time. It takes time. And I was like, well, you know what? I can't keep doing this. And then I never heard from Sam again. I would ask him, hey, Sam, so what's going on? Is, you know, what have you done or what are we, where do we go from here? And he stopped texting back.
So you actually are on the second page. That's my mistake. But you're the third down on the second page. So
on affordablehomeimprovements.net?
Just affordable home improvement.
Hmm.
So, I mean, but you may as well be on the fourth, fifth, or sixth page because nobody's going to look that far down. Most people won't.
Yeah.
They'll base their decision off that.
I wouldn't.
So here's what we could do, okay? Now, if you're interested in those websites that I sent over to you, that's something that we could do for you. There's just a commitment involved, okay? So there's a 3-month, a 6-month, or an annual. So I'm going to go over rates with you, okay? As far as the commitments go, you're actually going to save money, okay?
Okay.
It's actually the better way to go. So as far as that goes, we can get you in for 3 months. The 3-month commitment is $700 prepaid. These are all prepaid. The 6-month is $1,300. And then the annual is $2,500. Now, ultimately, with the 3 months, you're going to save about $200. With the 6 months, you're going to save about $500. And then the annual, you're saving $1,088. So you're saving a lot of money in the long run, and you're getting that super nice website.
So when you say 3-month commitment or 6-month commitment, so after the 3-month commitment or 6-month commitment, then it's a monthly rate after that of how much?
So the monthly rate would be $299 month to month. If you wanted to sign in, let's say you wanted to renew your commitment for another 6 months, you're going to save money again. So our prices for monthly that we're offering is $299 month to month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So initially it would be $398. And then every month after would be $299. But if you go for a commitment, you will be saving money. So rather than paying $299 a month, the monthly, let's see, per month, let's say you did the 3 months, you would be saving $65.67 per month. The 6-month contract, you would be saving $82.33 per month. And then the annual, you would be saving $90.67 each month. So typically it's $299 month to month. But you're actually saving money by doing the contract.
How much is the 1-year plan?
It's $2,500. And you'll be saving $1,088. So $299 a month for 12 months is $3,588. Minus $2,500 is $1,088 you would be saving with the annual. Plus you'll get that super, super nice website. You're actually able to choose your style. So whether you wanted to go with the classic, the modern, or the future, it's all the same rate.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to think about this because it is close to Christmas time.
I completely understand. Is it just the budget that kind of would be holding you back at this point?
Well, the budget, and then my son just passed away, so I paid a lot of money, you know, for the funeral and everything. So you know, things are a little tight right now. And then it's Christmas time, and so.
I get it.
Well, yeah.
What if we just got you in for monthly, just to get your foot in the door, right? What if we just got you in month to month? And then later on down the line, once you see how well this is going to work for you, you can always opt in for a contract then for the commitment where you would get that nice website. But at least now what we can do just to get your foot in the door, you know, we'll attach that website you currently have, or we can create you a different one if you'd like. We'll attach that to your listing, and then we'll do everything, you know, that I mentioned that's included in the package. But it would just be $299 month to month just to get your foot in the door.
Okay. And
that way you're not having to pay like a substantial amount up front. It would just be the $299 to secure the position.
Okay. Is there also a way to let my social media accounts integrate together? Is that another section or another, do you guys do that? You know, to where when they go to Facebook, it'll show my website, or if they go to Yelp, it could take them to my website, or is it just the website that you monitor?
It's your Google placement. So they're going to have an option to see your website when they Google your business. Right. When they Google your services and they see your business up there on the map section, they click on your listing and then the website option is right there. And then, so once they click on your listing, everything that you're listed on, including social media, will be showing up there on Google. Every directory that you're listed on. Even right now, it shows it. Right. So I see your Facebook, your Yelp, your Home Advisor, all that's going to stay there. And then they have the option to see the website, too.
So you guys monitor this month to month?
Yes.
Somehow by making sure it stays up there?
Yes.
And that's what I'm paying for as well?
That's what you're paying for.
Per month?
Search engine optimization is what it's called.
Well, it all sounds good to me.
Okay.
I would like to go month to month.
Well, let's do that. Let's get you started month to month just to get your foot in the door. You know, we could secure the position. And then, like I said, later on down the line, I can check in with you to see how things are working, you know, a few months from now, and then see if you're wanting to opt in for that contract, for the commitment, rather, in that CWD website. Okay?
And all that, and the commitment is only going to benefit me the savings per year. Correct.
Not only the savings, but the really nice website as well that I showed you.
Oh, and also.
That's included.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then the savings.
So right now, what website do I have now? Just a basic website?
We do include a website if you would like. It's not going to be like the ones that we showed you, but it'll be a nice website that we can include. But the technician will go over that with you during your client interview. I can send you a sample of how it might look of just a simple website. Let's see here. Like, I'm going to send you one right now. It's not like the other websites, but, I mean, it's nice. And, you know, if you're not wanting to post that one that Sam created for you, then we can create you a brand new one. That's included in the package. So I sent that over to you. You just click, I sent the link over.
Yeah, I see it now.
It's Ward Landscapes and Hardscapes, Inc.
Yes.
So that's kind of how it would look. It's nice. And it's clean.
That'll work.
Yeah. It's actually really nice. So we will include that for you.
Okay. Well, if I get more work, I would be able to afford, you know, the nicer website and paying for a year.
Exactly. Yeah, this is just to get you started.
Okay, well, let's get started.
Okay, let's do it. I just need about 10 more minutes of your time. Okay, I'll gather some information.
Hey, you're not from like, you know, far away. Are you guys here in the United States?
We're in California, Orange County.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
Not far from you.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. And Donald, what's your last name?
Morales.
Okay. Morales.
Yes.
Okay. And the best email address I have here is D as in David, M as in Mary, Morales, 6868@msn.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And I have two phone numbers down here for you. Do you want me to keep the 702-820-2769?
No, that's been shut off for a long time.
Okay. So the one that we're contacting
now. So you're looking at the old website, right?
I don't know. We have that number on file for some reason. We may have contacted you in the past. So, but the best contact number for clients to reach you, that's the 268-8600?
Yes.
Okay. And then how you would like your company to appear on that first page of Google, that's affordable home improvements, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, so we don't need to send you a PIN verification code. We don't need to get that from Google because you already have that. But we may need access to your Google My Business page just in case you want us to optimize that for you.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see here.
Do I have a password for that?
You should have already received the PIN in the mail, the PIN verification code, but if you don't have that, we can always request it. It's not a problem.
Yeah, I don't have that. Maybe Sam has it.
Yeah. And you can't reach him?
No.
I think there's a way.
Sam.
I think there's a way to get around that. Now, do you want to be the only person, the only authorized user on this account, or do you have a partner that you would like?
No. Only me.
Okay. And English is your primary language, or do you want to add an additional language?
I only speak English and Spanish slang.
Okay.
So only English.
Okay. And then as far as the services that you offer, we're going to use that as keywords, all of those services. So do you do commercial as well or just residential?
No, I don't do any commercial.
Okay. All right. And you do, did I hear you say that you didn't want to be found for painting? That's not what I heard, right?
No, I do. I do a lot of painting, yes.
That's what I figured. Okay.
I want to focus on the outside of homes. I want to focus on restorations of the outside of homes.
Okay, so residential restoration?
Yes.
Exterior restoration?
Yes.
Okay. And then stucco, drywall?
No, maybe we should leave drywall out.
Leave it out?
I don't know, because in the winter times when it rains, those drywall jobs do help, though. So I would put you know, because you want to put the outside of the house probably together with the wording, right? So I would say stucco, painting, fascia board repair.
How do you spell that? What is it?
Fascia, F-A-S-C-I-A.
Okay. Board.
Board.
Okay.
Repair.
Okay.
That's the wood trim along your roof line. That usually goes rotten. We change that out.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you paint your house, you do the stucco, you paint it, and then the trim, you do another color. That's okay. The wood that we repair. It's called fascia board.
Fascia board, okay.
So we want to okay. do painting,
stone
stucco, fascia board repair, stone installation. We also do, you know, the bands that go around the windows, the little trim styrofoam bands, they're plastered around the windows and doors.
So like
to make
windows
the house
to make-
look. Yes.
Okay.
But we would want to put exterior foam bands.
Exterior foam bands, okay. Installation and repair.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And wood repair and awnings?
No, I don't want that on there.
Tile installation?
No.
Okay. All right.
I want to stay on the outside. If I can stay on the outside of your home, it's better for me. We can put drywall repair.
Okay.
And interior painting, but that's about all that I want to do inside.
Okay. Mainly exterior work.
I don't mind painting the inside of a house and the outside if nobody's in it, you know? But if
right.
there's minimal drywall repair and painting blend jobs to match, or, you know, I'll do a room or two or whatever.
Okay.
I don't mind doing those. But going into a house and people have all their stuff in there,
mm-hmm.
and kids and dogs and everything, sometimes I don't make any money on those jobs. And also a big issue is dust confinement. When you go inside a home and I have a lot of drywall repairs, it's hard to not get the dust, you know, throughout the house. And a lot of people complain about that. And what can we do? We have to, sand the drywall.
Right.
I spend more time prepping plastic and trying to contain myself in a bubble to make sure that doesn't happen. And then, you know, if it has to stay up overnight, somebody will open up all the doors and windows and all the plastic will come down.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wind up doing a full cleaning of the whole house after that just to make the customer happy. But I lose money, you know.
So. Yeah, so it makes sense to just stay on the outside.
It's easier. I mean, if you're not in the house and we were able to walk through it and be able to prep off areas without worrying about traffic, you know, it makes things easier.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll use those as keywords. Now, if you ever have any keywords you want to add in the future, you can always do so. You're going to be assigned to an account management team that will be handling that for you. Now, you're licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we're going to use, so you're going to be able to target up to a 50-mile radius with the Google Ads. You're able to choose the cities that you would like to target, the areas you would like to target, whether it's through zip codes, cities, or counties. So we'll get you found in Santa Clara. What surrounding areas do you want to be found that you want to target?
I'm sorry. I'm not. Santa Clara is far away. It's like about 200 miles, 300 miles from where I live. I live on the central coast in Santa Barbara County.
Santa Barbara County. Okay. Santa Maria, right?
Yes. So I would want to focus from San Luis Obispo to
okay.
Probably Solvang or Bulten.
Okay.
It's about a 45-minute drive both ways. I don't need to go any farther than that.
Okay. So all
Paso
of
Robles
Santa
is all the way up the grade. No, not all of Santa Barbara County. I'm only going to go. Can you see on the map? Where?
Yeah. Not too familiar with the area. I mean, I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Santa 805 goes all the way to Oxnard, Camarillo.
Yeah.
That's way too.
Santa Barbara,
like
or not
hours.
Santa Barbara. I used to live in Thousand Oaks.
Oh yeah, so. That's well, I'm from Oxnard, so that's just the,
oh, you
the,
are?
The hill.
Oh,
right
okay.
There. Yeah. And I, but
so is that all of the 805 that you're wanting, that you're able to drive? Let's see, Santa Maria.
Well, that's double.
Okay.
I just want to go to, going north up to San Luis,
north
which is San Luis
San
County.
Maria. Okay.
And then going south, I don't want to go any farther than Bulten or Solvang.
So Nipomo, Pismo Beach, San Luis Obispo.
Yes.
Morro
yes.
Bay. Okay. All right.
I don't want to go to Morro Bay.
Okay.
Morro Bay is boring.
Orguti. Oh, Orcut. Okay.
That's where I live, in Orchid.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So you do Orchid, Los Alamos, Lompoc.
Lompoc, okay.
Bulten and Solvang.
Okay. What was that?
If I go any farther than those areas, then I got to go up grades and mountains and all that. I ain't doing all that with my big trucks.
Okay. All right. That's good for now. All right. So, and then as far as, let's see here. I want to make sure everything is accurate on your Google My Business listing. Otherwise, we can revise that for you. So what are the hours of operation that you want to promote? I have you as 8 to 5, Monday through
yeah.
Saturday, and then Sunday close.
Saturday, yes.
Okay.
That's right, yes.
Perfect. And then the forms of payment that you accept? Cash, check, debit?
Cash, check, debit. They could pay through QuickBooks. That's all that I really have set up. I usually get checks, you know,
okay.
to the business account. But I really don't like accepting forms of payment, even though it's convenient, through mm-hmm. the QuickBooks and all that, because I'm always losing money. And
okay.
also, they take 2 or 3 days before they go through the bank sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And with a check, you just put it right in and... It's a, you know, it's available if they want, if somebody want, a customer wants a job started quick and I need to get materials, you know, it's convenient to be able to just have it processed without spending my own money all the time.
Right. Okay. And then, okay, so now we're going to go ahead and schedule you in for a client interview. Okay. We'll schedule it for a
okay.
time that works best for you. And let's see here. Like I said, it should only take about 30 to 45 minutes. But just in case it goes a little
okay.
bit over, we ask that you block out that hour. Would you be available this
sure.
afternoon by chance for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What time would work best for you? We have a 1 o'clock open, 2 o'clock open. Actually, that's all we have open.
1 o'clock is good.
1 o'clock.
Today I'm just, today's office day, so I'm going to be in the office.
Oh, okay, perfect.
1 o'clock is good.
Perfect, okay. So we'll get you in for 1 o'clock today. Between 1 and 2, you should expect a call from the technician.
Okay.
And I'm sending you an invite via Google Calendar as well to your email.
Okay.
So I sent that over. Perfect. 1 o'clock. Okay. So we're locking you in today for $299, month-to-month, no contract. I was actually able to waive that setup fee for you, so you don't have to pay.
Oh, my gosh. I owe you a Starbucks. You like Starbucks?
I do like Starbucks, yes.
I'm going to DoorDash it to you right now. Be there in
You're funny.
About 3 hours.
I actually have a Starbucks literally right up the street, so there's no need, but I appreciate that.
Okay.
So the card that
Thank
you're using
you.
To secure
Thank
the position, absolutely. Donald, is that going to be a business card you're using or a personal card?
Business.
Business? Okay. And is your name on the card or is it just the company name?
Yes.
Is there
yes,
a middle initial?
No.
Okay. And the address associated with the card, is that the 1193 East Foster Road?
No, it's not. I moved since then, so
okay.
We're going to want to change the address.
What's the address?
3263 Lancaster Drive, Santa Maria, California, 93455.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
4107-9500-2661-8017. Expiration is 11/23.
Okay. And then the 3 digits?
304.
Okay. All right, and we're locking you in today for just $299, month to month, no contract. And you have access to your text message and email, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, what is the name of this company?
Our company?
Yes.
It's localsplash.com. Local like the local paper, splash like a splash of water. So we're located in Costa Mesa, Orange County.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and process payment now. And then once I process payment, your invoice will be sent to you via text message and email. All I need you to do is open up that invoice, whether it's through your text or email, because attached to it will be your terms and conditions that I would need you to sign.
Okay. Well, I got an invitation. I haven't been invited anywhere in a while. To the local.
That's funny. Should be the email after that.
Okay. It hasn't came yet.
Didn't come yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, I should have gone to your text message.
Oh, the message. I'm sorry. I'm in the email. Okay.
Oh, it should have gone to your email, too.
I got a text message.